Flesh Market Alley by Ian Rankin. It is to Scotland that we look for our idea of civilization. Voltaire. The climate of Edinburgh is such that the weak succumb young, and the strong envy them. Dr. Johnson to Boswell. Day 1, Monday. 1.
I am not supposed to be here, Detective Inspector John Rebus said. Not that anyone was listening.
Knoxland was a housing scheme on the western edge of Edinburgh, off Rebus's patch. He was there because the West End guys were short-handed. He was also there because his own bosses couldn't think what to do with him. It was a rainy Monday afternoon, and nothing about the day so far boded anything but ill for the rest of the working week. Rebus's old police station, his happy hunting ground these past 8 or so years, had seen itself reorganized. As a result, it no longer boasted a CID office, meaning Rebus and his fellow detectives had been cast adrift, shipped out to other stations. He'd ended up at Gayfield Square, just off Leith Walk, a cushy number, according to some. Gayfield Square was on the periphery of the elegant new town, behind whose 18th and 19th century facades anything could be happening without those outside being any the wiser. It certainly felt a long way from Knoxland, farther than the 3 factual miles. It was another culture, another country. Knoxland had been built in the 1960s, apparently from papier-mâché and balsa wood. Walls so thin you could hear the neighbours cutting their toenails and smell their dinner on the stove. Patches of damp bloomed on its grey concrete walls. Graffiti had turned the place into Hard Knocks.